Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We're going to do a little Does That Make Me Crazy here in 20 minutes, Kid Nation. If you want to be a part of that, because you've been doing some crazy stuff, and you're finally ready to call the show and find out if you're crazy or not, even though you think it's completely normal.
You're probably crazy.
You could start sending it in on the text. Our phone number is 800-543-3548. That's also the number you'll need to call when we ask you to call in. Or if you use social media, by the way, you can find all our social media handles over at KidNation.com. Just make sure you use the hashtag, Does That Make Me Crazy, so we can see it.
Got it.
And then we'll get to you very shortly. But right now in studio with us right now is our boy Nick Adams.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. Is it weird that I kind of want to pet you right now?
I feel like a sheep.
Yeah, you look
like a fleecy,
a Sherpa.
Woolly, yeah, something.
May I?
Sure.
May I? Look at
how is it? It's soft?
Pretty good.
Thank you for asking.
May
for
I pet
consent.
You?
Yeah, I'm using good manners because my kids are listening right now.
Right, right. How are the new babies?
Oh, they're good. I have a she's 2 months old now, Ellie, and then Davis is a little over 2 years, so things are good.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Things
sleeping?
Are good. Actually, yes. Mm. And I feel like a lot of people ask me, just like you did, they're like, are you sleeping? And kind of give a little pouty face because they assume I'm not. But she's been doing pretty good. Gone about 2 weeks sleeping all the way through the night.
Oh,
so,
wow.
And I know that's not the case for everyone, so I feel like I'm braggy, so I try not to talk about it. But it's great.
Baby goes home to sleep through the night and stuff.
Yeah, but it is 2019, new year, which means new trends.
Yes. Okay.
And so I went to one of my favorite websites, ldecor.com.
Well, of course.
And I found a list of trends that are in for this year and trends that are out for designing your home. Home designs, how you're decorating things. And so I'm going to say something. You let me know if you think it's in for 2019 or if it's out.
Oh, it doesn't matter what we like.
You can give your opinion, too.
Okay.
But then you can give me your opinion, then I'll just tell you what the experts say.
Okay.
Oh, I hope minimalist because I don't want to spend money is in.
Right. Okay, first one, sustainability. And these are products and designs that have like a good meaning behind them. They're made from good things.
Oh, okay.
Definitely
sustainability.
It's a very big buzzword.
I'm in on that.
I would say in.
Sustainability.
Yeah. It is in for 2019.
Okay.
Sustainability.
All right.
Okay, how about for your kitchen? Bold backsplashes.
I would say
add that pop of color or design to your kitchen.
I think it's going away from the all white kitchens and that serene clean. They're just going to go back crazy color.
Kelly's in.
I'm thinking out.
I like just the plain looks. So I'm gonna go out.
Yeah.
Been that way for a while.
I know.
It's
I know.
Change.
Jenna, what do you think?
I don't know. Out.
It's in for 2019. Oh. Bold backsplashes,
you
guys.
Got it, Kelly.
They have to keep changing the trends so they can keep selling stuff.
Sure.
It's a dirty little trend.
My wife and I got in an argument about trends for the home. I'm like, who cares? We live here.
Yeah.
And so, Al,
we like it.
Al, this could give you a lot of good ideas because you're going to be moving, so you may have some rooms you need to spruce up.
Yeah, well, I did. I only have one room at the new place, so but go ahead. I can spruce that room.
Oh man,
I can spruce
downsizing
that
over here.
Okay, how about eclectic clutter? And these are a bunch of unique objects all in one spot. So maybe you have a bunch of picture frames on a wall all around each other, or like a bunch of unique pillows all on the couch.
Like the mirrors that Kelly had? Well, those are different.
They're different, but they're all gold.
It's just, it seems like it's a very loud, it makes it a very loud
it's
room.
Thing in or
but,
it's not my style, but I see it all the time. Mm-hmm,
but bold backsplashes are in, so that's pretty crazy.
Okay, you know? I'm going to say in.
I'll say out.
Eclectic.
I'm out on that eclectic stuff.
I think that's been around for a while, so they're going to go the opposite.
Yeah.
So I'll say out.
It's out for 2019.
Let's go.
Yes.
Man, my place is going to be
messed up. Yeah, you're going to be all
be
bad.
Messed up.
Whatever's been popular, just do the opposite.
What about traffic lights?
We don't know.
You know, somehow that didn't make the list.
You still have your traffic light?
Yeah. Of course.
Why?
What am I going to do with it?
Get rid of it.
Give it to the city.
Declutter your life.
Give it to the city or something.
Traffic light, man.
All right. So according to El Decor, tell me if you think the cafe look is in or out for 2019.
What's the cafe look,
like,
Nick?
Concrete floors, brass lighting. Like if you were walking into a Starbucks or your neighborhood coffee shop.
Oh, okay.
I would think that's...
I like that look.
The cafe look.
Gold fixtures are in. I love the gold. I'm leaning toward in.
I'm going to go with in. I like how it looks. I'm looking at the picture on Kids
definitely
TV.
Definitely going to be in with mine because I'm going to have closed restaurants that furnish my whole apartment.
All right. So for Al, it's in.
Business is
well, the cafe look is out.
Oh,
no more cafe look this year, guys. Right. Sorry if you just spent a ton of money remodeling your living room to look like a cafe. Yeah. It's out.
Are you going to get to the part where you put the TV next to the fireplace?
Hey, I am of the unpopular opinion. I agree with Lacey. Okay. I think it looks just fine.
If you never heard this, our girl Lacey in production, you know how most people put their TVs above the fireplace?
That's where it's supposed to go.
Because that's the only place you can put it in your living room. She doesn't like that, so she put it next to it on the wall, right next to the hallway. So it's just crammed in there.
But I think every room's different. With her fireplace, you can only get like a 10-inch TV above it. Okay. I want a big TV. Give me big TV.
Okay, continuing.
Okay, four poster beds. Are they in or out for this year?
Well, I've got mine, but mine's.
Ooh, look at that one that we're showing on Kids TV.
Mine's pretty.
It's a classic. You have a classic.
Mine's classic. When I bought it, the guy said, "You're going to pass this set down to your grandkids."
I just bought my headboard last year, so I'm going to say out.
Out. Okay.
I like this look. I don't have this. I like this kind of
bed. It's a very classic look.
I think they've been out for a while, so I'm going to say in. Okay. Back in.
They're in. They're in for 2019.
I just bought the dang headboard last year because they're supposed to be in.
Sorry, JC. Mm. Well, how about accent walls? How do we feel about that? So an accent wall is when, let's say your whole room is white. You have one wall that's like a big red or a gray or a different bold color.
I love accent walls.
I love them, but I'm going to subscribe to Kelly's theory. It's been in for a while, so I think it's out.
Yeah,
now.
I'm going with in, just mostly because I love them, and Jenna's boyfriend has an accent, so I'm just sticking with it.
Oh, my gosh. I like accents. I'm not into accent walls.
Well, they are out for 2019.
Ooh, I got one right.
I just put an accent wall in my house.
I'm telling you, that's how they keep selling stuff. They have to change it all, so you have to go out and remodel everything. That's how they stay in business.
I know, Kelly.
What about the waterbed, Nick? The waterbed?
I think that one's been out. That may not come back.
So bad for your bag.
Now, one thing that's very polarizing. Have you guys ever used a black bathroom? An all-black bathroom? Black toilet, black sink, black floors, black walls.
Blacks only.
Well, what do you think about that? An all-black bathroom. Is that in or out?
I think that's in for the guest bathroom.
I think if it's
done right, it looks cool.
I think it's in. I'm going to say that's probably in.
I hate it, so I'm going to say in.
It is in. Yeah. Black bathrooms.
I got two.
The problem with the black bathroom, though, is you have to clean it. You have to clean it all the time because the dust, it's going to show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like having a black car. Yeah. Everything shows on.
Always shows on them.
Okay, well, how about cherry cabinets? Or the kitchen. Cherry is like a reddish wood. Cherry cabinets.
I'm just going to say out. It's not my style. I don't like it.
That's what mine are. So in.
That's what JC's are. So I'm going to say out.
I think the lighter wood was in. So now the darker is probably going to be in. So I'm going to say it's in.
Cherry cabinets are out for 2019.
Oh, JC, you have to redo the whole kitchen.
No, I'm not.
You can paint the cabinets.
You gotta redo your whole house.
I heard painting the cabinets is such a whooping. You gotta take the doors off.
Yeah. That's why you hire somebody.
And then you gotta
They'll just come
them.
In with a big spray gun and just blast it.
Yeah.
Okay, in or out for 2019. Decorating a room that's 90% white, 10% color.
Mm.
Is that in or out for 2019?
10% color.
I would say that's how my style is. So.
Kind of like our show.
I don't know.
I'm going to say that's in. I haven't seen that.
That looks like a very millennial room, so I'm going to say in.
It is in for 2019. Yeah. Just a little pop of color is what they say.
I'm on a roll.
I like that.
Here.
Come on, Al.
Yeah.
How about succulents?
Are they in or out?
They were really trendy last year.
Yeah. It's like a flower you don't have to take care of, right?
Right.
Like a cactus.
But it looks really cool.
Yeah, but they were super trendy last year.
Love them.
We just bought a big one outside.
I'm going to say it's a carryover trend, so I'm going to say in.
I'm going to continue and go opposite of JC and say out.
And sustainability. It's a nice little...
I'm doing a carryover, yes.
Okay. It's out. Oh. Succulents are out.
What's in?
Daisies?
I mean, for plants.
I don't know. I didn't look that part up. They just said succulents are out.
Let's call Candy tomorrow for a plant chat.
Yeah, we need plant
chat. Yeah, we'll have to see what the plant styles are.
Now I'm understanding why all these things I bought were on sale. Yeah.
What about Christmas decorations in February?
Okay, the last two. Acrylic furniture. So an acrylic coffee table or end table or chair.
I hope in because acrylic. That's all my furniture.
They have been in, so I'm going to go out.
Yeah.
I bought so much.
I have so much black acrylic.
I'm going to pray that it's in.
You're going to put your sustainable cactus on top of your acrylic.
Yeah. Yes. Acrylic is in.
I told you. Good.
Right. Okay, so the very last one. Uh-huh. In or out for 2019 home designs. Okay. Quartz countertops.
Quartz.
So quartz, it's like a manufactured material. It's stronger than granite.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, granite's been out for a minute. Mm-hmm. Quartz, I feel like they're coming out with a new material.
It's stronger and nearly indestructible.
But it looks just blah. Some say out.
Mm. I know, but I'm going to say out because I feel like they're going to come out with another material.
I'm thinking that's in a throwback way. Like it was in a while back and it was out and that's back in.
Oh, I like it. I just looked at some photos. It's like marble?
It can kind of look like it, but it's not the material. It's just manufactured. It's not natural. So quartz.
Okay. I'd say in.
Quartz is out.
Oh.
Quartz is out.
Told you.
They say it looks too commercial.
Uh-huh. Plus, you need to
sell some new countertops. Mm-hmm.
You got that stuff popping with the backdrops.
And if you want some more trends, part-time Justin and I will be talking about trends for 2019 on the Shut Up Podcast tomorrow.
Oh, look at you with your plug.
Subscribe. Yeah.
Slip it in there.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Nick. That gave me some interesting tips for decorating.
Mm-hmm. Will you do any of them?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Since I have such a smaller amount of room, square footage to actually decorate, because my house now, I have 3 bedrooms, but there's nothing in 2 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a huge couch that's not going to fit in my new living room. And I've got to basically start over.
Are you selling your couch?
You're starting over. He's selling a couch.
Yeah, that's
he's not starting over. He's starting.
Of course.
You never set up a home.
Well, in my last place, I did have a fully furnished 1-bedroom apartment. I lived in a high rise.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, it wasn't that much square footage to decorate. But it was, you know, I had the big table that was made out of a door that the bugs ate up.
Why don't you get an adult house this time? Get rid of the traffic light.
What about the giant tree in a trash can?
I still have, it's not in a trash can. Oh. I still have the giant tree.
Okay.
But
why don't you let those things go?
The giant tree?
That has bad juju on it.
Well, it does.
Al's house looks like that one section of Marshall's. With the home decor.
Yeah, that's like
just a bunch of random stuff.
Remember we had that garage sale? I sold my Burger King couch. I had sectionals, different colors, and I had the green lacquer bed.
Sell it all, start fresh.
How did you ever get girls back to your place? I will never know. Must make them crazy. All right, Kid Nation. Let's do Does That Make Me Crazy?
All right.
Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about those things you do. They're quirky. You know that your friends have started to look at you differently.
Mm-hmm.
And they mentioned, hey, that's a little weird. That's crazy. You should call the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Right.
We're here for you. Abby wrote us out in Chattanooga.
Hey,
said,
shout out, Mitch.
If the bagger at the grocery store doesn't bag my groceries the right way, I have to rebag them before I put them in my car.
Oh, wow.
Out there in the parking lot. Does that make me crazy?
A lot of work.
Yeah. I just go with it, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've done that.
If it's in the bag, it's in the bag.
Because the bag has been bright. It's very bright. You don't want your stuff being squish.
That's true.
You got two slight crazies, and Kelly says you good because you don't want your breath to get all squished up. I got you on that. But we'll take your calls and find out if you're crazy next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, let's find out if you're a little crazy. It's a segment we call Does That Make Me Crazy? Done it for a while. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We have come to find that the crazy don't stop.
No.
There's plenty of crazy all over the place.
Been doing this a while, and it's still out there. Crazy's still out there.
We are taking your texts. We're taking your calls. We're taking your messages on social media. Got one here from Maddie on the text. She's 13. Maddie says, guys, I love queso, but I hate cheese. Does that make me crazy?
Makes you complex.
Well, queso is cheese.
Yeah, it's melted.
I wonder if she likes quesodillas.
Mm.
I'm just saying. I mean, does she like melted cheese?
Yeah, she likes the queso.
Because queso literally means cheese in Spanish, and right. I know you're talking about the dipping sauce. That's a little crazy, man, because cheese is delicious.
I like pico, but I don't eat tomatoes.
Most people, most people don't like tomatoes, but they'll eat ketchup and salsa.
I love pico de gallo.
Uh-huh.
I eat my salsa on my meatloaf. Yeah. I eat any type of salsa, you know, but I don't like tomato. Burger?
I guess I'm the same with you.
Please.
I don't like the actual tomato, but I will dip my chip and the pico, but get the juice.
Oh, you don't eat the tomatoes.
I don't eat the tomatoes.
Put too much weight on the chip.
Yeah, I just get the juicy part.
Or the onions.
I don't like the onions either.
You're crazy.
Yeah, you're a crazy Mexican.
I know. That's why I got the term the crazy Mexican.
Yeah, because of this segment. The tomatoes and onions.
Yeah. I found when I met my biological grandfather, he doesn't like tomatoes or onions either. So I think it's a family thing. And I'm telling you, I keep trying onions. Because Kelly told me my palate's going to change every so often.
It does.
Just keep going until you finally like it. But so far, no good. Tried them again the other day. Didn't like
it. Eating them raw or sauteed?
These were raw on a burger.
Maybe you need to go saute. Dive in slow.
The saute ones? I can eat, as long as they're not crunchy, I think I can handle it. In soup, I'm good.
Rings?
I can eat the onion rings, yeah. Look as long as because they're breaded.
There
but
you go.
Can't be crunchy. It's weird. All right. This is weird. I like the way horse manure smells from the text.
Oh, my.
Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
My sister likes the way it smells, too, so maybe it's our family thing.
Yeah, you're both crazy. Yes.
Hashtag horse poop.
No.
Yeah, I don't like the smell of manure one bit.
No.
And it hits you so hard.
It's stinky. It's stinky, baby.
Yeah, you guys crazy with that nostril. Hi, Aubrey.
Hey.
Welcome to the show, Aubrey. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 11.
You're 11 years old, so
already
you're...
Already crazy?
You're already crazy. All right, what is it? Go ahead and hit us with it.
Okay, does it make me crazy that I slow dance with my cat?
No.
You slow dance
you're
with
so
your cat.
Sweet.
What's your cat's name?
Alice.
Do you have Alice stand up on her back paws?
No, I carry her and she'll grab onto my neck and then we'll just sing around the room.
Aww.
No, that makes you sweet,
that's
Aubrey.
Sweet.
Yeah, you keep dancing with your cat. And
I also
boys.
Did that, but I don't know if people think I'm crazy or not. So I did the same thing with my cat, Mitty.
Mitty?
Yeah, she was white with all these black paws. She was crazy, but I would dance with her.
I do it with Curtis.
Yeah, I've seen Al do it, actually.
I've danced with Curtis.
But Curtis is about your height, almost. So he gets up there. Yeah, Aubrey, you keep doing that. You're not crazy. Yeah. That's just sweet.
That's
you keep
sweet.
Loving on that kitty, on Alice.
Mm.
That's good. Everybody's naming their... Man, I saw a video that was funny, and they named their cat's name was Mike.
Mike.
Just when you name an animal just Mike, a random human name, like Mike, human. Alice.
Mike,
I don't know why, but I like it.
What'd you name your dog? Larry, right?
Larry.
And the
Larry.
Last one was George.
George.
That's what I'm going to go with. Next dog?
Yeah. Marshall?
No, not after Eminem.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one. Yeah, Marshall. Think about it. We're in the process of thinking about it.
Yep.
Hi, Bettina?
Hi, good morning.
Did I say your name right?
Yes, Bettina. Yep.
Yeah. That's my New Year's resolution is to get everybody's name right when I talk to you.
Yeah, you got it.
So let's see if you're crazy or not, Bettina.
Oh, gosh, this is embarrassing. So I got, I'm 35, and my husband, and this year would be our 19th anniversary. About 15 years ago, he got me a stuffed animal duck that I love it, and I sleep with it every single night, and it goes everywhere with me. We're from Brazil, and it goes to Brazil with us anywhere that... I have to spend the night, it goes with me. Disney World, you name it.
Yeah.
So, and I wash it every week. So I spent almost 2 years looking for another one that looks almost exactly like it in case this one passes on because it's not going to hold on forever.
Yeah,
am I crazy?
You have a wubby.
I do.
You're an adult with a wubby.
It's a little crazy just because we're adults here.
Yeah, a little crazy.
Right.
But it's cute crazy, Bettina.
Yeah. It's clean, too, because, I mean, it gets washed every week. Yeah. So, but
you're crazy, but you're a hot Brazilian woman, so it's
cool. I would give you that one. And good luck finding one that looks like your like your stuffed animals in case it passed. And I love that used term, when it dies. You know?
Yeah. Aww.
They do have life. Thank you for your call. I might have to adopt this from Rose on the text.
What you got?
I put my food garbage in a bucket, and then I put it in the freezer until trash day. That way, the kitchen trash never stinks. Does that make me crazy?
That's smart.
Nope. Makes you a genius.
Pretty smart.
That is so smart, because that's the one fight a lot of couples get. And, hey, why don't you take the trash out? It stinks.
Exactly.
But there's half the bag is still left.
Yeah.
We're going to waste the bag because you put some stinky food in there.
Yeah, I try to put the stinky stuff in the little grocery bags. And
then you can take those out. Saves you a trip.
Think that doesn't start fights?
Right.
Everything starts a fight.
Now, you do have to get a bucket and take room out of your freezer so that you can be stuffing stuff in there. But
That's a great idea.
No, you're not crazy. You're smart.
No.
Nicole.
Yes, hi.
You're calling on behalf of your daughter.
I am.
Okay, let's see if she's crazy or not.
So we're driving to school about a year ago, and she randomly says, Mom, I really want head lice. I really want to pick the bugs out of my hair.
Oh.
What?
Yes, and she was dead serious.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was my first thought. Was meaning Nicole evil crazy.
Yeah, Nicole, you go ahead and tell her she's certified crazy on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Yeah.
I'll let her know.
Yeah, anybody that's willing to get it.
Kids wanting braces or a broken arm because they want the cast.
I was that kid,
I've never heard of anybody wanting
lights.
Ever.
No. Did you ever try to hit your arm to break it when you were a kid because you wanted the cast so bad?
Oh, I didn't have broken that bad.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, I wanted braces so badly when I was young.
Yeah. Never worked, though, when you hit your arm because you... Just don't have it in you to hit it hard enough to break it, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on, Keaton. Let's go to Keaton here. Hi, Keaton.
Hi.
Go ahead, buddy.
So, does it make me crazy that I put Sprite in my water? Or water in my Sprite?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Does that make him crazy?
No, why are you putting water in your Sprite?
I think it just makes it healthier. Because water, like, your body needs water.
Yeah. I think that's very wise.
I like the thought you have going on, and you're trying to make it healthier.
I put vodka in my Sprite.
Yeah. Oh. Well, Keaton can't do that, because Keaton, how old are you?
10.
Yeah, solid advice you're giving Keaton now.
Keaton, I think what you're doing is brilliant. I think that's wonderful. Keep doing it.
Hey,
does it make it flat, though?
No, it still tastes the same, like just a little watery.
It still has the bubbles and everything in it.
Yeah, you're not crazy, Keaton. You're just making things a little bit healthier for yourself. If you're going to drink soda, at least you're putting some water in there.
Okay, bud.
Not crazy, brother. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Don't a lot of parents do that with juice? They water down.
Yeah. We do it not because it's unhealthy. We do it because of the amount of sugar you're giving these kids. And boy, do they go nuts. A little bit of sugar, Jenna, goes a long way for them.
Right, so you're making it healthier.
I used to be that kid that used to shake the soda because I like it flat.
Yeah.
I hate the carbonation. I used to shake it.
Really?
And let it out. My parents used to get so livid.
Yeah, I can't stand flat soda. Ugh.
No. Oh, I love flat soda. It's the best. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead and hit us with it.
Yeah, so when I am at work and I'm talking to my employees or my coworkers, if I really want their attention, I'll grab their weenus or their elbow skin. Does that make me crazy?
It's called what?
The weenus.
That's called the weenus.
You know, the skin on your elbow is called the weenus.
Oh, that just brought me, that just flashed me back. So long, I haven't heard that in so long.
That is, I forget, that's my favorite word in the English dictionary.
The weenus.
Yeah.
It's legit a word.
It's a word. Look up weenus on your computer.
And how do you spell it? W-E-E?
W-E-N-I-S, I'm guessing.
I think so.
Yeah. It makes me hurt.
Does that sound right?
It's slang.
It's but
weenus?
Yeah, it's weenus. The skin on your elbow.
W-E-E-N-I-S.
Oh, it is E-E. But it is a term, right?
Yeah, it's a slang term describing the flap of loose skin on the back of one's elbow.
That's right.
Real? I've never heard them.
By the way, people, if you sneak up on them and they don't know you're sneaking up and you touch their weenus,
and some people,
they can't feel it.
Some people spell it with one E.
Yeah, you spell it either really way. Yeah.
So I can spell the weenus with one E?
If that's what you prefer.
Thank you. I do prefer that, Kelly. Thank you for the option.
It's not an official term. It is just a slang term.
I want to read the other one, but I can't.
What?
It's just too much.
The description.
Weenus with my West.
I learned something today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Laura, you're slight crazy because you're grabbing random people in the elbow, but I like that. And you brought that word to Kelly's attention.
I have not heard that word since high school.
Never
probably.
Heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never ever heard that before in my life.
What?
Never.
How could you go that long without hearing?
Because it's slang.
It's a wonderful
word.
And
it was slang when we were in school.
Well, thank you, Laura, for bringing that word to our show. The weenus. It makes me chuckle. One more here from Aaron. Hi, Aaron. Go ahead.
Yeah, this made me crazy that when I listen to y'all on the K-Pod and y'all are laughing, I'll pause it and insert my own jokes, make it seem like I make you laugh.
Oh, I love that.
Well played, Aaron.
Oh.
It makes you cool, dude. It actually makes you really cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, because you want people to laugh at your jokes, but right. Nobody's around. We're there for you. So you keep doing that, Aaron.
We're your best audience.
Yeah, we are.
Yep.
I'm gonna laugh your little weenus off.
What? No.
Elbow skin, Elf.
You don't laugh your elbow off.
Well, people's, they're all different.
I just wanted to say it again.
Yeah, you did.
Never heard that.
How many times is Al going to say that word today?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Have a wonderful day, Aaron. Thank you for your call. Thank you for all your text messages, your calls, your messages on social media, Kid Nation. We'll bring back Does That Make Me Crazy next week if we didn't get to you this week. Coming up next. My wife has been trying to declutter our house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I got annoyed and I was like, go declutter another house. So she went to her mom's house.
Oh, okay, good.
So she's decluttering her mom's house. And we found, A really cool story. And B, some really cool things that actually, Al, you might want one of these things.
Really?
Oh.
She might make a lot of money because of these things.
Wow.
I'll tell you what my wife found at her mom's house next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Real quick. We got a fun weenus fact from Miranda, Al's new favorite word. That's the skin on your elbow, the back of the elbow.
Right.
Miranda says that you can pinch your weenus as hard as you want.
Ow!
And it won't hurt.
Yeah.
And I tried it, and it's true.
Oh, yeah.
I was squeezing that thing. I know. You also can sneak up on people and touch it, and they won't. They won't be able to tell that you're touching their elbow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm even trying the fingernails. Yeah.
No,
I'm not squeezing my weenus.
How come we don't have any pain right there? We should have a couple nerve endings, right? Just a couple.
You would think.
It is so close to your funny bone.
JC, thank you for mentioning that word because we got in trouble with our bus driver for telling a kid his weenus was showing. Which is true. You're wearing a short sleeve shirt. Yeah. It's showing.
And it's wintertime. Jump out of the shower. You need to put some lotion on. Don't have an ashy. Ashy weenus.
Exactly. Take care of that. All right. Now that we're done with our favorite word. So my wife has been decluttering our house lately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's been getting on me because my wife is a clean freak.
She is. She loves to organize and clean.
And so that's probably the biggest argument and the argument we have all the time. It has to do with how cluttered our house is. And I told her, I already did my job.
How'd you do it?
I got a quip.
Help declutter the bathroom with the electric
I decluttered my man area.
Yeah.
Because I got the quip, so my toothbrush is no longer on the counter.
All right.
It is now on the mirror because it has a nice little mount.
Oh, that's right.
A multi-use cover. And let me tell you about the quip real quick before I tell you the decluttering.
All right.
It's an electric toothbrush, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's super affordable. It starts at like $25. It's got sensitive sonic vibration, so we take care of our gums so we don't brush too hard and injure those bad boys because we're going to need them for our whole lives. I don't know if you know that. And it's got a built-in 2-minute timer, so it makes it so that you actually brush your teeth for the 2 minutes we're supposed to be brushing.
There you go.
A lot of us will get to the bathroom and we're tired and we just brush and I'm good. That's good enough.
Or whatever.
Exactly.
I'm done.
This is 2 minutes. Fact. You're going to be doing it the right way because of Quip, and it actually pulses every time you should switch.
Switch positions.
Yeah, so if you start at the top left corner, it'll pulse. You go to the top right corner and pulse again. So it has 4 pulses, so you know that you're getting it all in.
Okay.
And also, your brush heads are one of the things that you probably don't go out and buy very often. Mm-hmm. If you want, you can get them automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. You're going to go buy them anyway, so might as well get it delivered to your home so that you keep track of your oral health.
75% of us use old, worn-out bristles that are ineffective.
And look, Quip is the first electric toothbrush, or one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association, and they're backed by over 25,000 dental professionals. Go look at the reviews. They have thousands of five-star reviews because everyone loves a Quip. So if you want to get one of these, starting at $25, you can go to getquip.com/kid right now. And actually, if you go do that, you get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/kid.
K-I-D-D.
Yes. Right. Now, speaking of decluttering, so my wife's been decluttering the house a lot. And
it's like a typical thing for her.
Yeah, and it's just... it's too much for me, you know. Yeah. I
better
like
than
stuff.
Her being a pig.
Right, I would take that over the hoarder.
Super messy.
Yeah. I would take that over a hoarder, but it tends to get I get frustrated and overwhelmed by it. So I was like, can we just take a break from it? She can't, so she decided she was going to go to her mom's house.
Okay,
because her mom just got her new apartment. She's had all the surgery, so it's tough for her to keep her house decluttered. So she went out there and started looking at stuff and came upon a humongous collection of CDs. What are CDs, you're wondering, kids? CDs are what people used to listen to music on.
Yeah.
And you needed a CD player.
Some people still do.
Some people still do listen on it. I realize I don't have a CD player in my house unless I listen on my PlayStation.
I've got a new car and it still has a CD player. The new one.
Yeah, my truck has one too.
Yeah. I still see people with the CDs on the sun visor every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while. But she has a lot. I'm thinking all the music she owns is on CD.
Okay.
And so Kinsey was like, hey, why don't we move this over to your computer? Because you can't put it in your computer and move it to your library. And she said, no, I want to keep those. Take a closer look. So Kinsey starts looking. My wife starts looking at the CDs. And most of them, over half of them, are signed by the artist.
Oh, wow.
Wow, okay. So that's different.
Because my mother-in-law, she loves going to concerts. Specifically country concerts. She loves country music. So, and she doesn't just go to the big concerts. She likes to go to the small shows and see these up-and-coming artists.
Right.
One day, you never know.
You never know.
Right.
And, man, we struck gold on at least two of these CDs. Maybe three. Because Kinsey pulled out a Keith Urban CD.
Wow.
Oh, really?
One of the first ones. Apparently, my mother-in-law had gone to a small show with about 150 people where he stayed after and talked to everyone and signed one of those CDs.
Nice.
Wow.
Keith Urban now is a huge deal.
Yeah.
A legend when it comes to country music. We have that. And also, she had this CD of this guy with his mullet.
Uh-oh.
Tall-looking dude.
Uh-oh.
It was not Billy Ray, Kelly.
What?
She went and checked out Blake Shelton.
Oh, man.
When he was getting started.
That was back in the mullet days.
And again, like most country artists, since they're so incredibly nice, he stayed afterwards.
Yeah.
Talked to some people. She was smart enough to get him to sign that CD.
Heck yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking these CDs are going to be worth a lot of money one day.
Yeah.
One day, maybe. I'm looking right now at how much signed CDs by both of those artists are.
Yeah.
Blake's not as much as you would hope.
I would think at least $100.
$56.
$56 for signed Blake Shelton?
Well, it depends on where. Yep. And then Keith Urban's is more. There's some on here for sale, signed albums and signed CDs between $100 and
Do those people know that man was the sexiest man alive about 2 or 3 years ago?
Right.
Do they know that?
That's awesome, though, dude.
And then she also had the... this is where we get the woe story. She had a CD by this guy named Uncle Cracker. This guy.
Uncle Cracker.
And apparently she said, remember that one time we went to the Kenny Chesney concert? And I don't know how she does it, but she gets picked to go backstage.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She is beautiful. But out of the thousands of people there, they picked out Kinsey and her mom and her friend.
The beautiful
they're all
ones.
Beautiful people.
They picked out the beautiful ones.
I guess that does help.
Yeah.
And no dudes. Actually, maybe they had a dude, the other girl had a date or something, but Kenny Chesney's people said, hey, do you guys want to come backstage? And she said, yeah, we just have three girls and this guy. And the guy goes, no dudes.
No dudes.
So they left the dude.
Just the girl.
And they went backstage.
And he was okay with that because he wants to hear what
of course.
Goes on.
Yeah. You get to go backstage at a Kenny Chesney concert, you go.
Yeah, for sure.
I was cool with it, with Kenzie going back there, even though I knew he could be Mr. Steal Your Girl at any moment. Uh-huh. I was like, just go back there, I'll take the risk. Well, apparently, Uncle Cracker took a liking to my mother-in-law. This was after she got her divorce.
Crackers, crackers, crackers.
And my dude planted one on her.
Oh, really?
Like, with her permission?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He kissed her.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law kissed a famous person.
How about that?
Yeah. Your mother-in-law's hot, man.
Because Uncle Cracker's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
So she got a, I don't know if it was a makeout session, but definitely a kiss from a very famous.
You need to get more details.
Right.
I don't know if anything else happened.
Good kisser, did she say? Did she give it any review?
See, I wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
Kinsey didn't tell me. But then it got me wondering. I'm like, well, if your mom's getting some action back there, I was like, who's trying to make out with you? And she said nobody tried to make out
with her. Uncle Cracker's drummer.
Oh, you can't tell me you went back there. You're not one guy from the band trying to make out with you, Kinsey. She's like, no, nobody did. Okay.
That's awesome.
No, that's cool. She got those signed CDs, yes, off a bunch of them.
That's awesome.
And some of them could potentially still become famous because they're on the up and up. And then that nice little kiss story from the Uncle Cracker. Follow me and everything will be all right.
Me. There you go.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I need some good news, baby.
Kid Nation, give us that good news at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Bet you the Clemson football team is feeling good. They got to do their White House visit yesterday. Now, unfortunately, because of the government shutdown, the catering team was not there. So President Trump got them some fast food from all sorts of different restaurants.
Yeah, some McDonald's, it's Wendy's, some Burger King.
Yeah, it was different.
Filet-O-Fish.
There was Filet-O-Fish. And you know, these are college guys. I'm sure they were all good with it. Hey, they got pizza, they got burgers.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of memes out there because of that, because it's unconventional. Normally you get a nice little steak dinner, but they got to go to the White House. That's really cool for those guys.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the Clemson football team on their national championship and their visit. And this is a really cool story because it's like a star is born. In fact, take a listen to this girl singing right here.
I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now.
She's 17 years old.
Wow.
Her name is Rachel Zegler, and Steven Spielberg likes her so much that he gave her the starring role of Maria on his upcoming West Side Story. She's going to be starring next to Ansel Elgort, Baby Driver.
Wow, look at her. Struck it big.
Yeah, and Steven Spielberg wanted to search the world for Maria. So he put it out there and said, hey, I'm looking for the next big thing. 30,000 people auditioned.
Wow.
And this 17-year-old girl with that voice, and she has a bunch of other covers, too, that are incredible. You should go check them out.
Yeah.
She got the role.
Okay.
She's still in high school. She's from New Jersey.
Dreams come true.
Dreams do come true, and it's one of those.
Work hard, and you believe.
And a little bit of luck, too. You know how many of those does Steven not see?
A lot of talented people.
21,999.
And that's on top of the people that are already in the industry that probably wanted that role.
Yeah.
And she beat all those
very
people out. And
she meant to be.
She will accomplish it all.
She accomplished it. I mean, she got it.
Yeah.
I think her career is officially started. I don't know if she's going to drop out of high school. I mean, I personally would not.
Well, she's going to blossom, right, JC?
She already did, man. I think she's full blossom.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much better that voice can get right there. That's really cool. Good news right there for the. And from Kid Nation, this is from Angel and Lufkin. I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys forever, and I wanted to share with you that I just graduated December 15th with my bachelor's in social work. I took my licensure test this past weekend, and I passed. So now I'm a licensed social worker.
All right.
Good for you.
And your name goes with your job, Angel.
Yeah, for real.
Congratulations, and thank you for what you're doing. You're going to help a lot of people.
Well, make a difference.
This made them teary-eyed right here from the text. Mm. My 12-year-old stepdaughter. Now, this is a preteen, so Kelly, you're going to understand how great this is.
Mm-hmm.
My 12-year-old stepdaughter told me she loved me last night.
Oh, that's huge.
For the first time. Hashtag Good News Tuesday.
That's huge.
That is so big. When you get that first I love you from a stepchild.
Yeah.
Somebody you're helping raise. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing excellent, man. I hear you got some great news to share with us.
Yeah, so I've been in a relationship for over 4 years now, and 2.5 of those years have been in long distance. Yeah. He's lived in California, and I'm in Louisiana, and he finally moved back to my hometown at the beginning of this year.
Greg!
Wow.
So Greg, you got your man to come home, and you gained us a listener.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you so much.
And you guys have fun. What are you going to take him out on the French Quarter, or are you guys taking it easy?
Oh, well, we're taking it easy at the moment. He's working, and I'm still in school, so.
Okay.
But we're going to try to go visit New Orleans, you know, on the weekends and stuff.
Perfect. Okay. You're doing right. Proper. Hey, congratulations, Greg. Thank you for sharing. You could hear the smile in his voice.
Tuesday morning. Are you going to go out? Are you out
already? Are
you partying right now?
You go up on a Tuesday?
I don't know. I'm not, yeah.
Louisiana, there's people out in Louisiana right this second.
They know how to party the best out of anyone I've ever met in my life.
You could invite your Louisiana friend to go party any day of the week, and they're like, all right.
I'm already partying.
No matter if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Awesome.
And definitely Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know that's a given.
Oh, yeah.
Also, we did get a bunch of good news Tuesdays about everybody out there in New Orleans going to the Justin Timberlake show tonight.
Oh.
So you guys have fun.
Gosh, you had the Saints.
Yeah, speaking of
and
that.
And then you have this.
Let's talk to Pamela since we're on that. Hi, Pamela.
Hi. Hello. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Doing great. I think
who
you're.
Who that?
Who that?
Yeah.
Who that?
Yeah.
Who that?
I feel like you're representing all
of. Saints are going to the Super Bowl.
You're representing all the Saints fans right now.
I am. Yes, I am.
That wanted to call in.
Yes.
Did you take yesterday off?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Was your boss?
Look, we're off Monday for MLK Day, so we're going to be good.
Okay. Yeah, at least you can take off Monday.
Yeah.
After that next big win. Well, good luck.
Yes.
Good luck this week, and to your Saints, Pamela. Thank you for calling in, and you keep having fun out there.
Excited, absolutely.
Woo! She's excited.
I love the Saints.
She is
and their fans.
Excited, yeah, man.
Dude, they got so loud in that stadium. I think they broke an NFL record
for noise,
for decibels. Yeah, I mean, I forgot exactly what the number is, but I think they broke a record.
Wow.
Let's go to. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how's it going?
I think Pamela's going to be very jealous of you.
I hope so.
So what's your good news, bud?
I'm going to the AFC Championship in Kansas City this week.
Man.
Oh.
Nice job.
Oh, you're going to the AFC Championship. Yeah.
You gonna dress warm?
Yeah, take some really warm clothes.
Yeah, it's going to be a cold one.
It's possibly the coldest.
Coldest football game of all
championship
time.
Championship game, yeah.
Wow.
All time?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Are you making that up?
No.
Of all time?
Yeah. It could be. I mean.
Like 0 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Like really cold.
Would they call it when it gets.
No, this is football. You play football.
Yeah. And there'll be linemen out there with no sleeves. You know.
Linemen, all the players were not wearing sleeves this weekend. I was like, what are you guys doing, man?
A
high of 15.
When your high is 15, put me on the injury reserve list, please, if it's that cold. Go ahead and take this one off. Yeah. Hey, Steve, have fun, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
How can you even feel?
You can't.
And you can't.
Getting hit when it's
like
40 degrees is painful. I can only imagine what it's like when it's 0 degrees. I guess you're so numb.
Fingers and catch the
ball. Imagine throwing the ball. How's Pat going to throw the ball?
It's going to be interesting.
Keep taking some calls here. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
We are so happy for you. What's your Good News Tuesday?
So I'm pregnant right now with my rainbow baby.
Aww.
Yay, Erin! Congratulations.
Congrats.
I do have a 3.5-year-old, and we've been trying for a while, and then some bad things happened. And
yeah.
But I just found out yesterday, and we just bought our first house, and so...
We're giving you a hug right now.
Everything is falling
into
place.
And you're not alone, Aaron. You know, there's a lot of people...
I'm excited to talk to you guys. I've been listening. I remember listening to Kid when I was a kid in my dad's car, and every time I've moved, I tried to find you guys, so...
And now you get to do that with your kids.
Yeah.
And raise them right, Aaron.
I don't know why... I was fine a second ago. I don't know why I'm crying right now.
That's totally understandable.
It's just, you know, those emotions. You're pregnant.
It's fine. Yeah, you got the hormones going. It's all good. You cried out.
I just say I'm just channeling Kelly for a little bit.
Aww. Well, congratulations, Aaron. Right. Are you going to find out if it's a boy or a girl?
Yeah, I can't wait. Okay, I'm too impatient.
Good. Yeah, you're like Kelly.
You call us back on Good News Tuesday when you get the sex reveal.
Deal?
Thank you. I'm hoping for a girl. I already have a boy. So.
All right.
We're hoping for you, too.
Well, we're hoping for a girl as well. Congratulations, Aaron. Thank you for calling and sharing that with us. Let's go with Lexi, too, since we're on that. Hi, Lexi.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your Good News Tuesday?
So I'm 7 months pregnant with my first little boy.
Yeah.
And Girl Scout cookies went on sale this weekend. Yeah. I have been to 4 different cities, 7 different stores yesterday, trying to find a box of Samoas. I was like in the point of tears, and someone delivered them to me in my hometown.
Aww.
Never tasted as good.
Yeah, I bet you. Okay. Girl Scout cookies when you're pregnant are the best.
Did you eat the whole box or just the sleeve, a roll?
The whole case?
I had to share them with my fiancé, so I ate most of them.
Aw, that's awesome.
It's so easy to do. You're like, I just ate a whole row.
Yeah. I don't even know how it happened. It's just, they're gone. It's just gone.
And I'm not with child. Don't have an excuse.
Well, congratulations on your pregnancy, Lexi, and congratulations on finally getting them Girl Scout cookies in your bellies that you shared with the baby and everybody else. Thank you for your call. Now, Raven's been on the show before. Raven, how have you been on the show before?
I won one of the Beat Shazam things.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
The contest right there. Beat Shazam.
Yeah.
So you won some money because of us or because of Beat Shazam. And why are you, what's the good news that you want to share with Kid Nation?
So I had told you guys about my son when I actually won that. He was going through chemo treatment. And yesterday was our last infusion chemo appointment.
Yay! Yay!
Yay!
Awesome.
So everything's looking good.
Everything's looking great. We've got about 2 weeks left of oral chemo, and we are done.
Done.
That is so awesome.
That's great.
Congratulations, yes. Raven, and thank you for sharing. Thanks. And what's your son's name again?
His name is Jaden.
Jaden.
What up, Jaden?
You're a stud, buddy. Congratulations. And keep us posted, okay, Raven?
Thank you.
Good chatting with you again. Oh, that's great news right there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another. We did a similar text. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. So what's your good news, man?
So my girlfriend is a widow, and her husband was killed 4 years ago in a car accident. And yeah. She has 2 daughters, 12 and 19. Really been standoffish to different guys that try to come to life. And now they both have told me last week that they love me.
Aww.
You earn their trust, man. They love you.
Man.
Yeah, it's cool. And I came out of a relationship last year with a cheating gank bag, so it's really
I never heard that. I've learned 2 words today.
You know what, though? Hey, I modified my words, so you're good.
That's fine.
I've learned 2 words today.
I'm Team Mike, so she's whatever you call her, sir.
I am too.
I'm Team Mike on this one, buddy.
Awesome.
Hey, glad you found a new woman that treats you right, and I'm glad those girls finally said they love you, buddy.
That's right. Thanks, guys. Listen to you every morning.
Have a wonderful day, Mike. There you go.
Like he's over it.
Yeah, he's good. He's Gucci.
Yeah, right.
He's all, everything's cool.
I think he is. Go.
And Michelle.
Yeah.
So what'd your son get to do?
Check this out. So my son's best friend for many, many years is very, very BFF. They they both went to Rowlett High School.
Okay.
And now his best friend plays long snapper for the Saints. He's number 49, Zach Wood.
Hey, Zach Wood.
And yeah, right? So my son, he always invites my son to the playoff games and games that happen in New Orleans. So my son got to go to the playoff game. Him and 3 of his friends, they had tickets, were there at will call. And they went to the game, and they won, of course. It was a huge party. Well, afterward, they didn't realize it was Drew Brees' 40th birthday party. And they got to party with Drew Brees. Taylor Lautner was there. Keegan Michael Key. My son's sending me pictures and pictures of him with all these celebrities. And not just, like, taking pictures. Like, they're partying with friends. And
arms around each other.
Yes. Awesome. And while I'm home, you know, packing lunch for work the next day, my son is just sending me all these pictures from New Orleans and Drew Brees' birthday party. And they had so many celebrities. And they had hoodies and t-shirts and Yetis and everything. Had something made up that you could just take what you wanted. And buttons made of when Drew Brees was little, like in Little League and school pictures and stuff. It was awesome.
That is some cool party right there, and your son got to go to that.
An unexpected.
Yeah, right.
Wonderful surprise.
What an awesome Good News Tuesday we had today. Thank you, Kid Nation. We appreciate all your calls.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.